Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Some areas of Illinois were getting close to 60 degrees today. I don't know if we'll see that, although there were early predictions. But if anyone will tell you to not buy into early predictions, it's the team at WGN-TV in the Tom Skilling Weather Department. And Tom Skilling's right-hand man, Bill Snyder, is with us. How are you, Bill?
Lisa, how are you? Happy Tuesday.
I'm feeling weird. When you hear Christmas songs like White Christmas and all those things, it's like,
This... And you walk outside and it feels like early spring.
I didn't wear a coat today at all.
No.
It was crazy.
It's funny. I was driving and I saw a couple of people that were jogging in shorts. Now, this is shorts with short sleeve shirts on. And even when I was getting into my car at my house, Lisa, I actually saw a fly on December 23rd.
You know what? I had a bee in the garage this morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm working remote today.
Yeah.
And I before I came on the air, I walked through the garage and I thought, there's a bee buzzing. Everything has come back to life. And that's really not good because I would imagine if the bees are alive, maybe the trees are trying to wake up.
No, this is definitely a tease, and it's certainly not something that's going to be a permanent fixture because, after all, we just started the season of winter 2 days ago. So, but this is quite a change from where we've been so far for the month. You know, it's interesting, Lisa, going into today, the average temperature using Midway has been only 24.9 when you take all the highs and all the lows so far this month, which is about 8 degrees below normal, and it's the coldest December since 2016, so it's been about a decade since we've been this cool. But today, we've completely flipped that script, and looking at some of the temperatures around the area, 53 at O'Hare, 53 at Midway. We're as warm on our Weather Bug network as 57 at the Cubby Bear in down in Chicago near Wrigley Field.
Wow.
56 in Elmhurst, 56 in Wheeling, and 56 at Evergreen Park. That's our warmest day here in a month. The last time it was this warm was November the 23rd when it was 56 degrees. So it's been a while since we've had this kind of weather.
And what's fueling it, Bill?
Well, the jet stream is fueling it, Lisa, and it's interesting. You know, we were so persistently cold and snowy because we had this northwesterly jet stream that was ushering in this cold air right in out of Canada, a region that has very little daylight, a region that has an extensive snowpack, and so we kept getting these Arctic intrusions, and so what we've done is completely realigned our jet stream, and the jet stream is now blowing in off the Pacific Ocean, and that encourages mild oceanic air to spread across the country. And, you know, as warm as it's been here, you would be amazed at some of these temperatures that have occurred out to the west of us. There have been record highs. You know, yesterday, I mean, of course, Phoenix is no stranger to warm weather, but they set a record high at 83 degrees in Phoenix yesterday, which even by their standards is extraordinary. 76 in Denver yesterday, Lisa. That's 35 degrees above normal. I mean, that's a place that could be in the midst of a blizzard right now, and they were 76 degrees, and that warmth, you know, spread east even into parts of the Plain States, where Dodge City, Kansas, was in the 70s, and that air is slowly seeping east even further, but not going to quite get here on Christmas, unfortunately. You know, there, as you said at the top of the program, you know, we were hopeful for a very warm Christmas, maybe among the warmest we've ever seen here, but there's going to be a warm front that stalls out south of us, and so we're going to sit and marvel at the temperatures downstate Illinois and parts of Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, but it won't quite get here.
Crazy weather. I mean, we said it was crazy weather in early December when we were freezing and we had temperatures that were frigid, and now it has swung in the other direction. Bill Snyder, our friend from WGN-TV, is with us. Bill, I was just looking up Carbondale because you were talking about how warm it is around Chicago.
Yeah.
Carbondale's 66 degrees right
now. Isn't that amazing? I mean, even downstate, that is extraordinary warmth. I mean, and it's just quite the reversal from, as you said, the way the month started. I mean, we were in that cold and snowy pattern for about 3 weeks, and, you know, we basically equaled the snow total for all of last season, which still sits at 17.4 inches right now. So we're 0.2 of an inch away from what we saw all of last season. But yeah, it's kind of shut off. And you know, 2 weeks ago we were sitting here in the weather center and saying, oh, it's almost a foregone conclusion that we're going to have a white Christmas. And Mother Nature says, oh, not so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how fast things can change and how quickly you can erase a snowpack. And what's interesting, Lisa, is I was looking at some of the data, and just across the country as a whole, now not everyone is going to have a green or brown Christmas like we will here, but just across the country, the snowpack may be one of the lowest across the lower 48 than we've seen on record here, which is really amazing, as you said, considering how things started.
So, when it comes to Christmas, are there any travel issues? Will there be bumps in the road for any of the areas?
You know what? Here locally and around the Midwest, no, there will not. But there is one area of the country that looks really, really troublesome, Lisa, and that is in California. This is another one of those powerful atmospheric river type systems that had been lambasting previously parts of Washington and Oregon, you know, with historic flooding and mudslides and rock slides. Well, now that flood risk is shifted south into central and southern California, and they are in a very rare high assessment from the Weather Prediction Center. They have a four-scale flood risk that they use when they issue flood, risk for flooding from rainfall. And they're at the top tier in Los Angeles. So Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, and portions of Southern California, they're expecting anywhere from 4 to 10 inches of rain between now and Christmas, which is just, you know, that's when you look at it at a bigger picture, that's about the equivalent of 3 months worth of rain in about 48 hours. So yeah. It's really a potentially a serious situation, life-threatening situation when it comes to flooding in those areas, because as I said, you're looking for rock slides, mud slides in the outlying areas down there, and you know, dangerous flooding is looks like it's going to happen. So that's going to create some serious travel issues if you're flying out west in and out of Los Angeles or any of those airports in Southern California.
Good to know, because, you know, it's already hectic enough flying during the holidays.
Right.
And and you add any kind of weather factor into
right.
it. But who would know that it's rain and not usually
yeah.
snow that's
right.
holding up travel patterns?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then there'll be some snow, as I was talking about how this jet stream alignment kept bringing us these Alberta Clipper systems. Well, that's shifted farther to the north, so it's kind of more impacting southern Canada, but there's a couple of weather systems that could impact the northern sections of New England with accumulating snow, and that would be, you know, upstate New York and portions of Vermont and Maine and so forth in those areas. So they'll have a white Christmas, and, you know, areas far to the north in the UP of Michigan and northern sections, central and northern sections of Minnesota and Michigan, those are the areas that have enough snow on the ground that it's not going to warm up significantly enough to melt it all. So those are the areas that will enjoy a white Christmas.
Yeah, but what about here? So how warm will it be on Christmas Day?
Well, you know, as I said, a little disappointing on the forecast, because last week, you know, there were some model guidance that were suggesting we would be between 55 and 60, which is kind of where we are today. But what's happening is there's going to be a front that stalls out to the south of us. And what's going to happen here, that translation will be an easterly wind coming in off of 30 degree lake water. So it's going to be rather cloudy, hazy, damp, kind of raw feeling, because, you know, when you blow a wind off of 30 degree waters, it's not warm. And so we're looking at high temperatures probably near the lakefront, not getting out of the upper 30s. It'll be kind of holding steady there once this pattern sets up, and that will be during the day tomorrow. So if you're, you know, enjoying the warm weather right now, get out and enjoy it, because it's going to drop tomorrow. But again, you know, all things considered for this time of the year, it could be a lot worse. So upper 30s near the lake, probably at O'Hare, we're looking at low 40s, maybe mid 40s if we're lucky. But if we're going to get in the upper 40s, close to 50 on Christmas Day, it will be far south towards the I-80 corridor. So Kankakee, maybe south of Joliet, Rensselaer, Indiana, those areas will be far enough away from the impacts of the cooling of Lake Michigan, where they may have a fighting chance of seeing the warmer weather. But then the winds off the lake, Lisa, will will weaken, so to speak, and not be as prevalent as we move through the day on Friday and Saturday. So there's a good chance that we could have a couple of more 50-degree days here on Friday and Saturday before the first of two Arctic fronts come in. The first one is going to arrive Saturday night and Sunday. So Sunday will be significantly cooler. Well, we'll be close to 50 on Saturday. Sunday will have a high only in the low to mid 30s, and we'll stay chilly for a couple of days, moderate a little bit after that. And then it looks like a more significant surge of Arctic air comes in right as we ring in 2026. So that's
how it's right looking. When the whole crew from New Year's Rockin' Eve shows up in Chicago.
The timing couldn't be worse. At this distance, it's still could be, maybe it'll hold off a little bit later on, but right now it looks like there may be a burst of snow. I mean, not a significant snow at this distance. There's no significant snows in our future right now, but it does look like there could be some snow on New Year's Eve ahead of that surge of Arctic air that hits on New Year's Day. So that'll be something to watch, but we'll certainly firm out the timing of that as we get closer.
So who won the bet? Didn't you have a big bet?
Oh, I lost. You know what, Lisa? I lost, and I paid up last Thursday. I said, you know what? Demetrius and I, we are always good on paying up our debts. And so we hit 51 on Thursday last week. So I said, okay, we'll get this out of the way. I'll call and order the barbecue. We have our show, The Forecasters, at 7 o'clock. So we got done with The Forecasters at 7:30, and Demetrius enjoyed his sliced brisket sandwich on me.
Well, I got to tell you, I laughed at him when we were in our cold snap. I'm like, there's no way you're not getting a 50-degree day
in December. Right, and I thought, Lisa, I'll be honest with you, I thought I was looking pretty good too. And yeah. I'm always a statistical wizard back here when it comes through to looking at numbers, and I probably should have taken a more detailed look at the numbers because, you know, just looking at it from a statistical standpoint, this may surprise you and even some of our listeners out there considering how cold it can get in December, but going back the last 85 years to the early 1940s, and that's when observations were kept at both O'Hare and Midway, the statistical odds of seeing at least one 50-degree day, and this surprised me even, 85% of years had at least 150. So, you know, you do get obviously shots of cold, and it can be even bitterly cold, but the chances of seeing a mild day like we saw last Thursday and like we saw today are pretty good, interestingly. So I went against the statistical odds. I went in the 15%. So he had the odds in his favor and certainly ended up winning. But he's a good sport about it, but he did brag.
Oh, of course he did. He's going to rub it in
as
long as
he does.
He can.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll brag about it when he talks to you next. But
absolutely.
He's back in Ohio right now enjoying a little time with the family in Cleveland. So that's good.
We love that you're a statistical wizard. I love all the stats. Those are, I love numbers like that. And thank you so much.
And it puts it in perspective, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can say, oh, it's cold or, oh, it's a warm day. But, you know, if you can put a little, meat on the bone, so to speak, with numbers, I think it means something to people.
Absolutely. And it means a lot to us that you're always available for us, Bill. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, look forward to it. Merry Christmas to you. And I hope all of our listeners out there have a happy, healthy, and blessed holiday season in 2026 to come.
Absolutely. That is Bill Snyder from WGN-TV.